This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I am the host of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. My name, strangely enough, is Doug Steffen. Actually, Dudley is my given name. How would it sound, Jay? Jay Kirshner is here with me. If it was the Dudley Steffen Good Day program, it didn't have the same...
I like Dudley. I think that's a cool name, too. Doug Steffen is so iconic now, and I'm used to it. And if it had been Dudley Steffen,
been around for a while.
I think you still would have just gone with it. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
makes me think of Brendan Fraser. Wasn't he the one in the film Dudley Do-Right?
Dudley Do-Right, yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. And my son's name is Brendan, so there you go. Put those pieces together.
I like it.
All right, let's talk about multitasking. How are you at multitasking? Tasking. For me, multitasking is walking and chewing gum at the same time.
I can't even walk, talk, and breathe all at the same time.
No, really? Well, there are those who say the brain can't do two things at one time. So when people talk about multitasking, it's really task switching. Because the brain cannot do more than one function at a time, other than what it does in autopilot. Pilot, yeah, the brain, and I mean the heart, lungs, that sort of thing. But you can focus on A, and I guess I'm used to the people who are close to me think my brain is not, I'm not sure amazing is the word, but they think that I'm like schizoid, because I go from one thing. And sometimes you hear it on the air. I'll spend a few minutes on one thing and then, bingo, off to the next thing. And people say, huh? What happened to that discussion we were just having? Well, I ran out of interest and energy, so let's go to the next thing. And that really is something that you may be doing and you don't know that you're doing it. Because you like to have, you like to think your brain is organized. It's okay. You can do that. Focus on A for a while and focus on B and then go back to A. It's not something to be criticized. It's just an interesting way to figure out how you think. You probably are better off doing one thing at a time and doing it well and then moving on to the other thing. And you always, the reason I said it is because I think you feel pretty good about it. When you do something, accomplish something, get it done, and it's a good job, don't you feel good about it?
Oh, right? Absolutely.
I do feel good about it, yeah. Okay, so here's the latest from the world of politics. Senator Graham has lost his Supreme Court challenge to block his testimony in the Georgia grand jury trial, or the investigation they're looking into attempts overturning the election in 2020 is the focus. And so he's trying to keep from testifying, which for me is an admission of guilt. Isn't it? Why would you not want to testify and talk about something if you didn't have anything to hide? Am I right? And, some people say, well, it's the principle of the thing. Well, apparently it isn't, because the right-wing Supreme Court has said, no, you got to testify. So he tried to block the mandate to testify, and he can't. So as it was rejected by the Supreme Court yesterday, nobody signed it, by the way. So that means that all of the members of the court agreed. Which says something also.
That says a lot, yeah.
Excuse me, I think it does, yep, exactly. The state of New York and the city of New York have agreed to pay $36 million, listen to this, to two men who were exonerated in the murder of Malcolm X after one of them sued the city for $40 million. 84-year-old Mohammed Aziz sued on the grounds of malicious prosecution, denial of due process, and government misconduct. He was 26 years old, the father of six, at the time Malcolm X was assassinated. He was in jail for 20 years after being wrongfully convicted of the crime. In 1965, there were lots of people who didn't like Malcolm X. But there are also a lot of people who were trying to find scapegoats. this other guy who was with Aziz's co-defendant, Khalil Islam, spent 22 years behind bars for a crime that he and Aziz did not commit. Now, this other guy died at the age of 79. They were cleared of the murder in 2021. Two-year investigation into the case. So the report is that Aziz and the attorney for this other fellow have gone to the city of New York, and apparently New York has already agreed to give him $26 million to cover both plaintiffs' claims. And then the state, so let's see here. The city's paying $26 million. The state's paying $10 million. So the estate of this one guy gets half of the money. That's what's half of 36 is 19. What is it? 18. 18. So you get $18 million apiece, right? And so justice is served here, but it sure took a long time to get to this point, and it wouldn't have gotten, it wouldn't have happened had they not had this guy, the one who's still alive, Aziz, had he not just decided, okay, I don't think, I'm not going to settle for this. I'm going to fix a problem.
Yeah.
Obviously a problem.
Absolutely. And so. Khalil, it didn't get to see this all happen because already had died.
Yeah.
But he was a father of six at the time when this happened, Aziz was the father of six at the time when all of this happened and was torn away from those poor babies.
Yeah. Okay. So now I'm looking at an ad that somebody, you know, when I'm on, people who know me or people who listen to the program are always sending me things for me to comment. And mostly this is, you know, they want me to comment off the air. And I'm not going to, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to comment on there. They just want to engage me in conversation. Well, thank you for thinking of me, but this is a radio program. You got something to say, then send it to me while I'm on the air, and I'll do my best to comment. For example, somebody shared a picture of medication that is used to have abortions. There's a new analysis, the staggering numbers, the increase, Jay, in requests for abortion pills through telemedicine in these months since Roe v. Wade. I don't know how to pronounce it. MIFEPRISTOEN. I don't know what that is, but it's one of these things that you take it and you have an abortion. Now, again, I don't have to clarify my position. I don't like abortions. I don't approve of them. But they're also none of my business if it's not me who's involved in it. So that's the real issue here isn't the abortion. It's the sticking your nose into somebody else's business that I have no use for. I would like to think that people would be smart enough to know how to prevent a pregnancy, but apparently there are millions of people who just can't manage to figure out how to protect themselves, and that's mostly men. But anyway, here we have this online pharmacy that's gone public with the number of requests for this stuff. And then I look around at some of the other things that are going on with regard to this discussion and debate, and it saddens me to a point. It sickens me to a point, and I'm not a woman. Do you have these conversations with your women friends? How many people? By the way, in the year before, this is a staggering number in and of itself. The year before this discussion, the decision this year by the Supreme Court, 250,000 people had abortions, where the procedure is now banned or restricted, right?
In so many different states. No, my friends and I, if we are on the same side of the fence with this one, there's really nothing to discuss.
Yeah,
and if we are if we have opposing views, once again, there's really nothing to discuss.
Yeah, so don't discuss it. It's one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
It can be, because it has become like everything else, so political. There's a religious side to this issue. There's a physical, medical side to the issue. There are so many more sides to the issue. And frankly, I would rather hear more women talking about it than men. This has been over the years. Anytime this comes up, it's always men who are yammering about how we have to protect the rights. Well, I mean, once in a while you hear a woman, but because they're not there, I don't think men have any credibility when it comes to this, frankly. So the clinics in, states like Colorado, Illinois, New York, a lot more patients coming in, traveling from out of state to have the procedure. And then there's telemedicine, the physical effects after you have, these pills, that sort of thing. There was a stat here that I saw, a quarter of women childbearing age in the U.S. live about 200 miles from an abortion clinic, within 200 miles of a clinic. And when you look at what apparently they charge about $100 for the process, I don't know, but some of them charge $1,500 if you get the money, I suppose. I don't know. Does this whole thing give you the creeps? Gives me the creeps to talk about it even.
Yeah, it's one of those things that it is such a big discussion. It's such a big decision for somebody to do this or not do this. And there's so much more to it where a lot of people, yes, adoption is an option, but it's not always the easiest way to go for
not
people
the
who
way
do want to adopt.
Know.
And then kids get stuck in the system. And there's other reasons why people are pregnant who didn't want to be pregnant other than just carelessness.
Yep. All right, let's spend a moment talking about something new. Get off of that and talk about MyPillow and their new promotion for the six-piece towel set made in the USA with cotton grown in the USA, absorbent, protecting, soft. It actually, you know, so many towels you buy them, they're nice and soft, but they don't absorb anything. So this new towel kit, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, typically retails for $89.98. Right now you get it for $39.98 with the code DS. Remember that at MyPillow.com. DS for the great towel sale.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways. and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
They don't want you to know that your body has the ability to heal itself. It needs to have the restrictions to healing removed and given the things that it needs to promote healing. And one of those is Trace Minerals B12. It's another product that works really well at taming sugar cravings, because when you give your body the nutrients that should have been there in the first place, you're far less likely to spiral out of control with the cravings that lead you to overeating deficient foods.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Celebrity news in our focus from all around the world, social media. If you have things, by the way, in general to contribute, you can be quoted in our Friday review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. But we also like to have there every day, Jay sees dozens and dozens of your comments sent to our Facebook and Instagram accounts at Good Day Radio Show. And at Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Speaking of being on air, Oprah.
Oprah.
The big O. Speaking out on weight loss and her image and her name. All right, so let's set the record straight after this. Doug Steffens here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. Okay, here we are at 24 past the hour, almost 25 after. So Oprah has set the record straight. There are claims. This is something I would have thought she'd sue the company that is selling these weight loss gummies. Supposedly she endorsed them, but she says, no, I didn't endorse. She said a woman came up there and said, can you help me get your weight loss gummies?
Yeah, and apparently this was like the fifth time somebody did this within a week, and she decided, she told the woman, no, I have no part of these weight loss gummies. I don't do anything with diet pills. I do not endorse any of that those products. And then Oprah took it to social media to let everybody know, like, hey, if you see anything about these weight loss gummies, any diet pills, but specifically right now it's weight loss gummies that are saying she endorses them. She's like, I have no part. I do not own any part of the company. I do not endorse anything. I have zero part. Do not buy these products. If it has my name attached to it, it's not me. Don't buy it.
Yep. And so a word to the wise is sufficient, or you'd like to think that it was anyway. So, by the way, speaking about celebrity and big-time conversation about celebrities, Tom Brady has spoken out for the first time for his part in the divorce. He says he didn't want it. He did not want to get a divorce. Apparently, Giselle, that's how you pronounce her name, right? Giselle?
Yep, Giselle.
Is the one. She wanted it. He didn't. So, anyway, I get, after a while, you get tired of your spouse. I think that you just should say that and, you know, okay, if it doesn't work, you move on. But, you know, all these other things that have been said seem to be out of place, frankly.
All the
but
sources.
I'm, it's good to know at least what his point of view is. 28 after on Good Day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is poised to return to power as Israeli TV exit polls reveal Tuesday's election could be delivering a narrow majority to the conservatives. Israelis react to Reuters.
I don't know who is better and who is not better, but I know that what we have before Lapid, I don't want to hear his name and I don't want to think about it.
I'm going to vote in Bibi Netanyahu. I hope that he makes the government.
The United States, with all its mighty sanctions against Russia for invading Ukraine, is still buying some of her gasoline from Russia. An oil refinery in Sicily, owned by Russia's second-largest oil and gas giant, Lukoil, is using 93% Russian crude oil in its production that ultimately makes its way to the United States as gasoline and other refined oil products. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much? $50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
So the question here, for those of you who don't know much about birds, did you know that they have self-control? I thought self-control had to do with where they pooped, right? Birds poop everywhere, right? Look at your car.
The world is their bathroom. My thing is, yeah. They have all this space to fly. Why do they come right down in front of our vehicles?
Right, and then poop.
It's maybe like extreme sports for them.
Yeah, right. Maybe there's a message there. Right, exactly.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Today is November the 2nd. Welcome to Wednesday on the radio with Doug and Jay Kirshner. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to meet a gentleman who's running for Congress as an independent, as an example of the broadening scope of people who are sick of the Republicans and the Democrats. And they're inspired by or embracing that phrase, country over party, that I've been talking about since I saw it in the John Cena presidential movie, The Independent. So we'll talk to Mark Tasdian in a few moments here. Right now, some inspiration. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Inspiration from an Indian philosopher translated, she said, life shrinks or expands in proportion to your courage. How about that? Life shrinks or expands in proportion to your courage. Yes, so do I. And as a result of that, I have come across the fact that we didn't pay as much attention to First Responders Day as we might have, honoring the men and women who act quickly in emergencies. There are a lot of first responders who are acknowledged on some of the TV programs that you see every night. There are TV shows on police and fire, two or three shows on fire. I think there's now three or four shows, maybe five, that focus on firemen. And then there are how many, at least that many, five, six police, seven police shows, I think, on. And, I mean, even though it may not present a realistic point of view from what this is all about, these first responders, it still does give us a chance to think about these people and what they do and how they work, whether they're firefighters and police or the EMTs, paramedics, even the operators. There's a show called 911. You ever see that show, Jay?
I haven't, but aren't there two? Like 911 and then Lone Star? Lone Star 911, is that the other one?
Yeah, I think like so. There are two. Lone Star, yeah. Well, and that really brings you around to, you know, they obviously dramatize some of these crises, but there are a lot of people who put their lives on the line every day of the week, and so the First Responders Day is about gratitude. It's about tribute. It's about the service provided by these people, especially volunteer firefighters in communities around the country. They don't have, the smaller towns don't have the money for a real fire department. So people, I know folks out in the Berkshires of Massachusetts, a farm family that I know well, in a town called Belchertown, not far from Amherst. What an awful name for a town, right? Belchertown. Anyway, they have they have a small community, about 1,500 people, and so they have volunteer firefighters. And this one family that I know, the father, the grandfather, the father, and the son have all been in the force. And they sleep one night a week, and that's their deal. They have to go one night a week and sleep in the station in case there's a call, that sort of thing. 97 firefighters and 155 police officers died last year in the line of duty. I guess that's what you sign up for, right? The occupational problem here is that you're signing up to be in a high-stress, dangerous job for
and
the most part.
Their families
not all
are
of
signing
them.
Up for that, too, to love them and support them through all of this.
Yep, yeah. So I believe that when people say meaningless things like thank you for your service to somebody they see in a uniform, I think that's meaningless blubber. It's the people who really serve, there are a lot of people who wear a uniform that never go out in the community. They're in the office, they do a pushing paper. Okay, so that's a job. But don't tell me they're heroes. The people who are heroes are the ones who are in the cars, on the beat, out in the trucks, out there. When there's danger, they respond. Those are the heroes. If you're looking for heroes, those are the heroes. And so we acknowledge them on National First Responder Day. It's been going on for three or four. I would have thought this started more recently. I was, for some reason, I was thinking about this in return, in sort of connection to September 11th. And it might have started right after that, because certainly there were that was the next generation of first responders, as far as I could see. All those people, the firefighters especially, who were in those buildings, and how many of them died? Dozens and dozens of them died because they got cancer breathing in all of the stuff that was in the air, mostly asbestos, because you could still use asbestos when they built those World Trade Towers. Mm-hmm. You could still use asbestos. And not only that, there's plenty of other stuff in the air. So those are the people I think that deserve our attention, our accolades, our congratulations, however you want to slice it. Can somebody get to the, did we do the playoffs last half hour? I know we talked about it off the air. I don't remember.
No, we haven't talked about it.
All right, so where is all of that? Who's doing what to whom?
Phillies are up 2-1 against the Astros. Total shutout yesterday, 7-0. And game four is tonight in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
I think everybody, aside from Houston, we're all rooting for the Phillies. I think people still are mad at the Astros for the cheating scandals.
Yep, I think that's true. Michigan State players suspended in the fallout of the post-game incident at Michigan Stadium last Saturday. Did you see that? Some of the video? What a ridiculous shameful. These people that were involved in this, these kids should be thrown out of school.
They were
suspended, but they should just be thrown out. There was no excuse for this. This is childish, immature. The videos appear to show these players, they attacked the Michigan State players, attacked the Michigan players in the tunnel if they were on their way out of the game. I guess it was, no, on their way after the game. And all of the attention, I just think it's disgusting. It's a game, for God's sakes. What kind of an example are you setting for others? It just is, there's no excuse. None. There isn't.
And it wasn't even just shoving. One of the UM players was shoved and kicked and all of that. Like,
yeah.
It's... What's
the matter with you? What's the matter with you is the question. All right. 42 at the hour. Mark Tajdian joins us in a matter of a few moments. Program brought to you in part, as you know, by Calitrin. This is the number one way to lose weight and keep it off. Simple, simple, simple. Non-toxic means there's nothing bad in it. It's all good. Digestive enzymes, collagen protein, aloe vera, all those things build your muscles back up again after you've lost the weight. Because you all know, anybody who's been on a diet, especially the fast ones, you get left with a lot of flab. The skin's stretched out, you look like hell. You may be better off because you got rid of the weight, but you don't look good, you don't feel good. And that's what Calitrin is aimed at doing. Having you lose weight the safe way, the slow way, and then helping you rebuild your body. That's why you choose Calitrin. You go to toploss.com, look at all the information on healthy weight loss. You can have a connection to one of the people. They have a staff on duty 24 hours a day. Talk to one of the counselors there about your needs, and then order the product. It's all guaranteed to work or your money back, so you don't have anything to lose except the weight. Lose that weight. Use the Doug code for free shipping and get 90 days free. Ask about that when you go to toploss.com.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, 45 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Joining the two of us here, that is me and Jay, is Mark Tajdian, who is running for Congress here in Massachusetts as an independent. He is the grandson of Armenian immigrants, came over here from Armenia during the genocide, the Ottoman Empire, World War I. What an outrage that was. A lot of people don't know what went on. All they do is they hear about the Armenians fighting with the Turks, and so what does that mean to Armenians that are in this country? I actually, Mark, did I say it was Mark Tazian? I think I did. Mark and I know each other. I have been associated with Mark for, I don't know, how long? What, 5-6 years? How long have I known you? I'm trying to remember.
Possibly even longer, possibly up to 8 years. But yeah, we've known each other quite a while.
Yeah, right. So I went to an Armenian funeral the other day, lady that was the mother of somebody that I feel very strongly I like a lot, and it caused me to think about Armenians and what is, you know, the, anybody whose name ends in I-A-N is from Armenian heritage usually. And I think from my perspective, there's something more serious, more dedicated. The Armenians I know are all very serious. So I'm thinking about that as I look at your candidacy and how serious you have been. This is your first run for political office, right?
Correct, it is.
Why did you decide that this was the time and this was the place and this was the race you wanted to be in?
Well, thank you for having me this morning, Doug. It's really great to talk to you on the radio show and just to be able to share my candidacy with everyone. And some of the big motivations for running was just seeing the division in America and the fact that oftentimes these politicians, it seems like, are just voting along party lines and they're not using their own common sense or, you know, they're not standing up for what they think is right. And I think that it's so important that people put the country and put their own beliefs and what they think is best for their constituents at the forefront and not what the party wants them to do. So that's why I decided to run as an independent, to show that there can be viable, smart, third-party independent candidates that are running that people can vote for, that they don't have to vote along party lines.
You have done decidedly better than most people who are first-time candidates and most people who are independents. Why do you think that is? What's the message your constituents or your potential constituents are giving to you about the circumstances that exist today?
Well, every single day I hear from people that are voters that have voted for one party their entire life, and they're just tired of voting for that party. Mm-hmm. They feel like, just like, you know, I felt before I ran, that the people they're voting for are just doing what the party wants and not doing what's best for the constituents and best for the American people. And so people are looking for alternatives right now, looking for viable, good candidates that are going to put the country over the party. Mm-hmm. And that's why I wanted to run. And so oftentimes in the past, we've seen these third party candidates that may have had one issue that they really cared about. And a lot of times it was some sort of a fringe issue. And all of the more moderate candidates were running as either a Republican or a Democrat. But mm-hmm. now we see many of these Republicans and Democrats with some of these more fringe issues. So that's why I wanted to run as an independent, mm-hmm. to be a bit of that moderate,
different,
logical voice.
Yeah. All right. Well, I wanted to highlight you and what you're doing and underscore the fact you're running as an independent and doing well in the surveys. Mark Tazian here on the Good Day program at 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Lasting focus on the world of film and television to a lesser extent, but we do focus here when we are talking about what's going on in movie moments to the stuff, because it's all so confusing anyway, Jay. There's this, oh, by the way, Chuck is not here with us today, so Jay and I are left with the important charge of figuring out what's going on.
A lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure, exactly. So the Expendables 4, have you seen any of the other Expendable movies with all the big action stars?
I've not, but I know that they're big. They're stacked
big.
With well-knowns, yeah. Great cast, great films, and very entertaining and enjoyable. And I've always heard that these are the films that you need to see in a theater. You need to see it on a big screen to really get the experience.
So it's going to be, the release date has been announced. Movie theaters will have a year from now, end of September, early October, the new Expendable 4 movie. Facing some stiff competition on the day, actually September 22nd, they've scheduled a new DC movie to premiere on that date. There are one of three movies, big movies, to be put out by the same studio. They're going to release the Robert De Niro film. It's about Sebastian Maniscalco. I don't know who that must be. Somebody that was in the mafia, right?
Mm.
That's supposed to be out. So anyway,
I'm not familiar with that one.
The people who will be in the Expendables 4. Let's see, Jason Statham returns, Sylvester Stallone, Randy Couture. Which one is he? Dolph Lundgren, everybody knows.
Yeah, Dolph Lundgren. I'm not sure about Randy, but Megan Fox is going to be joining this one.
Yeah, and Andy Garcia is going to be in it. Curtis Jackson, who's also known as 50 Cent. How's that? I did pretty well with that, huh? He's been doing a lot of...
Nicely done.
He was responsible for that TV show Power. Have you ever seen that on Showtime?
Oh, I'm not familiar with it, but I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right. Very violent. Interesting family stories, though, anyway. So they're going to have every weapon they can get their hands on. What a shock. The Expendables in this movie, I'm reading the storyline, are the world's last line of defense.
Mm-hmm.
The team that gets the call when other options are off the table. So anyway, do they have... Is Megan Fox, is she an action star? I'm trying to remember who.
She's been in a few of the Transformers movies. She, what was the one where she was possessed? Jennifer's Body. She's done a good amount of different kind of things. But she's one of those actors that while she's enjoyable, she's always Megan Fox in everything she does. Like, do you know what I'm talking about? Some actors, they're always that person in anything they do. And then you have others where they are... They really envelop the role.
Nah. But Sylvester, there's nobody in this list that doesn't play him or herself. I'm not talking about her necessarily because I don't know her that well. But I know Jason Stratham plays Jason Stratham. Sylvester Stallone plays Sylvester Stallone.
That's true.
Right?
But you
Dolph
know what?
Lundgren
I can
plays
watch,
Dolph Lundgren.
I will gladly watch Jason Statham in any film. He is so beyond enjoyable.
I got it. Okay. You and Jennifer sound the same when it comes to these kind of characters. Anyway, so that's that story. The Stranger Things house is for sale in Georgia for $100,000. Good luck on that one. For $1.5 million, the infamous Creel house from that series. Did you ever watch that series, Stranger Things?
I did. And I was late on watching season 4, but I did finally wrap it. And this is an amazing house. This is where Vecna is the big evil character in season 4. And that's Vecna's lair. And the Creel family are, it's kind of where Vecna got its starting point, I guess you will say. Mm-hmm. And this house, it was purchased in 2019 for $350,000. And then restore to its grandeur. It really is a gorgeous, gorgeous house. What do they call it? The Victorian style type?
Yeah, it's a Victorian style house.
Yeah, I think Victorian style homes, they look haunted, which gets me excited anyway.
They fit perfectly.
They're so beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fit perfectly. So anyway, if you want to buy a house that isn't haunted, but it looks like it is, you can go to Rome, Georgia. The house is up for $1.5 million. It's got bedrooms, 5 bathrooms. It goes back to the 1880s.
Yeah,
a local landmark.
It's totally haunted.
Oh, yeah. Good God. It's not that far from Atlanta, so they use the house outside and then sound stages inside to make the show. All right, there's that story. 59 past the hour. All the stories are here on Good Day.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.